Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition here at Get in Position to Win with your host, Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley. And again, I want to thank you for your time and your energy in joining this podcast. So let's get right into it and talk about taking regular breaks and why taking regular breaks is key to doing your best work. See, in previous episodes, we have talked about why procrastination leads to you working slower and working harder than is necessary to complete high-quality work. Working harder than is necessary is going to drain you in many ways, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, and socially as well. During any long-term project that spans the course of days, weeks, or even months, you are going to have periods where you will not be as focused as you normally would be. You're going to have periods where your mind wanders, thinking about other things and not the task you are currently working on. Whether that other aspects of the project you're working on or topics that are not related to the project in any way, such as family, friends, leisurely activities, personal interests, etc. See, it's virtually impossible to go through an entire long-term project without letting your mind wander at some point. It's also impossible to put in great work effort and intensity continuously for hours on end to complete a project in the highest quality possible. That is why taking regular breaks is key to ensuring your mind remains focused and your work quality remains high. Many experts suggest that most humans can only stay focused on a task for around 45 minutes out of an hour. This means that for every 15 minutes of every hour, their attention spans aren't at their optimum levels, which means that focus and concentration wane, which can lead to slower, lower quality work. Therefore, it is recommended that you take at least a 15-minute break every hour that you put in work in order to keep your attention span at its optimum level. Taking a 15-minute break every hour will allow you to stretch, give your mind a rest, and allow you to refocus on the task at hand when you return. This is especially true if your job or task requires you to do the same actions over and over after that 45-minute period. Human brains can get bored easily when they are required to do the same task repeatedly. They lose interest. To stimulate the brain and get it to focus all of its energies on the same task, it needs a regular break, which is suggested to be 15 minutes for every 45 minutes of work put in. Therefore, you should be taking regular breaks throughout any projects you are doing. You should not be trying to do them all in one sitting, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, only taking breaks to eat, shower, and sleep. Doing that will lead to your brain losing focus, you getting bored, your work quality suffering, and you're taking longer to complete the work than is necessary for it to be completed. Either because your mind will wander and or you will make a critical error and have to redo the work again. This is another reason why you cannot afford to procrastinate. If you procrastinate, you will be less able to take the regular breaks you need to stay mentally sharp and engaged in the work you are doing. which will cause your work quality to suffer over the long term. Procrastinating will force you to have to work longer periods in an effort to make up for the time you lost by procrastinating, or lead to you being late for completing your project, which can damage your credibility, reputation, and profitability. See, taking regular breaks every hour, including getting up, stretching, using the restroom, getting a snack, talking to a friend or colleague, checking social media, playing a mobile game, etc., can help your mind to rest and recharge for the future work you need to complete at a high quality level. Take note though, you should be spending no more than 15 minutes per hour on your break. If you start to go beyond that, you'll start to lose some momentum and find excuses to stay away from work. Therefore, if you think or know that spending time on social media or playing a mobile game would take longer than the time left in your break, don't do it. Only do activities you know that you can keep to within the 15-minute time span so that you don't go over the time allotted for your break. Don't ruin your momentum and not cause you to look for ways to keep from returning to your work. In this podcast, you've learned that taking regular breaks, 15 minutes out of every 60 minutes, will enable you to do your best work. You've also learned that being able to do this is virtually impossible if you procrastinate. All the more reason not to do so. In future broadcasts, we will show you that you must take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and socially so you can do your best work. And again, I want to thank you for your time and your energy and listen to this broadcast. And I want to ask you to support this broadcast and share it with a friend who may need this message. And let's get this message going and bring some financial literacy to our community. Hey, have a great day. Be great. And again, thank you for joining me here at Get In Position to Win Today. Thank you. Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition of Get In Position to Win Today with your host, Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley. And again, I want to thank you for your time and energy in coming and listening to this podcast. So family, I want to jump right into it. See, it starts with you. Taking care of yourself is key to doing your best work. In a past podcast, you learned why taking regular breaks is key to doing your best work. The human brain becomes disinterested and even bored in doing repetitive tasks over and over again for long periods of time. That's why many experts suggest taking 15-minute breaks every hour in order to keep your brain engaged and enable you to do your best work possible. However, it's not only mentally that you need to take care of yourself in order to do your best work, but physically, emotionally, and socially as well. If you allow other elements of your life to be negatively impacted by your work, you won't be as mentally sharp and focused to do your best work, and you won't even be eager to return to the work you need to complete. For instance, if you are an entrepreneur who works on your computer and mobile devices to create products to sell to people online. If you are constantly working on your computer or mobile devices and never take breaks away from them to do other things, there are several aspects of your life that are going to suffer. For one thing, your weight is probably going to increase, causing a detrimental effect on your health. That is because you are constantly sitting, looking at a screen, typing away with your fingers, but that is about the only physical activity you're getting. If you do this hour for hour, day by day, week by week, over time, the food you are eating is likely going to go into your frame as fat because you aren't doing enough physically to burn it off. As a result, your weight is going to increase and you'll likely have a negative view of yourself, especially when you look in the mirror or around family and friends who may look at you differently because you've changed your appearance. This is not going to help your mindset and your mood when it comes to your work, which will negatively impact the quality of it and might even lead you to avoid the work altogether, which will negatively impact your reputation, credibility, and business profitability. Therefore, you need to take time out for yourself to work off the food you eat and stay in good physical shape. Not only will this keep you in good physical health, but it will put you in a good mental state of mind too, where you can stay mentally focused and engaged on your work and do higher quality work. It's not just your weight that will be negatively impacted if you constantly are on your computer or mobile device creating products and content. Your social life will be negatively impacted as well. If you have a family, spouse, or even spouse and kids, they will not like the fact that they don't see you that often because you are constantly working. Chances are you will drift farther apart from your spouse because you spend no quality time together. This will also happen with your kids as well, which could cause them to resent you because you spend no quality time with them. This can occur with young kids or even with teenagers. They may not grasp that you are working that hard to aid them, leading to them resenting you not being there for them and with them in their lives. If your family starts to resent you not being there constantly, chances are high that the environment will be strained and you will be constantly have that resentment and strain in the back of your mind, which will lead you to losing focus on your work, negatively impacting the quality of it. This is why it is critical that you set enough time in your schedule so that you can spend time with your family and loved ones so that they know you still make time for them, even when you are busy with work. In addition, the break away from work will do you good as well, as your mind will get that much needed time away from work so that you can be more mentally focused and engaged on the tasks you need to do to complete your project. Even if you are unmarried and don't have a family, it still would negatively impact you if you don't take breaks away from your work and head outside from time to time. If you cut yourself off from your friends, your family members, your boyfriend or girlfriend, your mind will start to lose focus and you will forget what it means to do anything other than work, which will negatively impact your social life and skills. Having a dull social life is not going to enrich your life any. Especially since constantly working can cause your mind to become disinterested in your work and even cause you to resent your work, which will negatively impact your credibility, your reputation, and profitability because your work will be of lower quality. If you're thinking that you can reduce the amount of food you eat to avoid exercising and put more time into your work, that's not a good strategy either. Again, your physical health is going to be impacted because you are not eating regularly and not getting the required nutrients, vitamins, and minerals your body needs to perform at its very best. This includes your mind as well. You'll constantly be hearing reminders from your stomach about how little food you've eaten, which will take your focus away from your work and more towards what food you can eat. Therefore, you need to eat regular meals throughout all projects you are working on. Skipping meals to give yourself more time to work on projects is not going to benefit your health, your work quality, or your business in the long run. This is all the more reason why you cannot afford to procrastinate and make excuses and why you are not getting tasks completed as quickly as you should. It's more than just actually completing the project, but managing the aspects of your life away from projects you're working on, including family, friends, social life, diet, exercise, and so much more. To ensure you are in the best condition possible to do the best work possible for your clients and your business, all aspects of your life go into this. Make it possible to do your best work. Cutting back on any aspect in order to give yourself more time to do your work will have negative impacts on your life and your work, the quality, at some point in time. Therefore, in this episode, you have learned that you not only need to take regular breaks away from your projects in order to do your best work, but you also have to take care of other aspects in your life, including your diet, exercise, social life, family life, to ensure you remain mentally engaged and focused on your work. Failure to tend to all other aspects of your life can lead you to becoming bored or even resentful of your work, which can have negative impacts on your credibility, reputation, and profitability. In my next episode, you're going to learn how making a game out of getting things done promptly can help you to do more work efficiently and produce high quality work. So stay tuned for the next episode here at Get In Position to Win. And again, share this message with your friends and family that you care about. And let's all get in position to win. Thank you and have a great, great day.